What's up, everyone? This is the Logan Aguirre Hour podcast featuring Tristan Vasquez, episode 158. Today's episode, I know there's been a lot of NFL news, a lot of NFL trades, but I figured Tristan and I take a little break from that because nothing really exciting has been going on, or at least, to be completely honest with you guys, our teams haven't done shit. It's just been other teams that we really don't like to talk about, like the Eagles, like the Seahawks, and so on and so forth. So today's episode, I figured I would do, I'd bring back the little internet funnies or things, whatever segment, whatever name we had for that segment. This is all hypothetical questions and some very specific topics and subjects that Tristan mentioned a couple of days ago that I figured we talk about them here on the show. I guess with all that being said, let's get started. Episode 158. This one's going to be it's a little different, but I'm pretty sure you guys are going to enjoy it. This is going to be as real as it gets with the subjects, with the topics, and hopefully we give you guys a real answer. Today we're going to call this one male insecurities. And Tristan, maybe this is rattling your brain as to why I'm going with this one, with the topic or with the title for this episode. You brought it up to me at the gym the other day. Don't know why. This is very random. But you said, would you be offended if your girl used a sex toy in the relationship? For some reason, I guess you brought up that question, and it's been related. It's been very similar to the content of the week when it comes to podcasts that I listen to, besides ours. What made you ask that question?
I think I heard it on I heard it from Hodge Twins. Whenever I'm feeling stressed out or whenever I want to laugh, I go to their YouTube page.
I was about to say, you grab a sex toy.
I go to their YouTube page and they have a whole bunch of videos where people send them questions and they answer them, and it's freaking hilarious. And one of them was pretty much what I just asked you. If the guy, it's a guy writing the email saying that he's offended, or if he should be offended if his wife is using a sex toy. And basically their response was, they had different responses. I guess we can talk about our responses.
What did they say?
They said that he should just be glad that she's not getting around with other people and that she's pleasing herself. That was their response. It was a lot more funny than what I just said it.
Okay. What did your thoughts?
I kind of feel I would feel disrespected in a way, depending on if I'm away a lot, like if I'm a businessman traveling, going on road trips, flights, that's, I understand. A woman needs to fulfill her needs, and that will be by pleasing herself, right? Now, if I'm there living with her every night, and if she's just like that, like orgasm hungry to like do it when I'm at work, I'm like, damn, like, am I not doing my job? Like, I know how I'm rocking, man. You know what I'm doing. So I feel like, man, I must be doing something wrong. So I feel a little disrespected.
Man.
You? How do you feel? I feel like that's the way to think.
Well, you pretty much like every scenario, every correct scenario you spoke about. This is the episode that gets us kicked out of the library. The genuine side of me has to say or wants to say, like, if they're not hurting themselves or they're not hurting the relationship, and like kind of like I agree with the Hodge twins, like if she's not going around fucking dudes and that's all she's doing, then that's fine. But then again, hence the title of this call being Male Insecurities, like if that's the go-to, or if that's what gets the job done, then yeah, like I'd be really pissed off. But I couldn't be pissed off at her. I'd have to be pissed off at myself, because there's always something wrong
I'm doing. It can't be, dude. It can't be me, dude. I know how I'm rocking, dude.
Yourself?
No, but I just know, bro. I just know things, man. I know How I'm Rock. Oh shit. I know How I'm Rock. Oh fuck. Anyways, you see it 10 later. It can't be me. So it's got to be her. Something's got to be wrong with her.
That's very egotistical.
And I have met a girl where orgasms are very hard for her to come across. It's very hard. And so, you know, I have to.
Is it where you dating my sister gets a little
No, tricky. No. I don't know. Shut the fuck up. No. I have to, you know, whenever she said that, saying that it was hard for her to reach that point, that climaxing point, I have to kick it up a new gear, you know. Tristan 2.0 came out, you know, just, and I end up, you know, make a long story short, I end up, you know, fulfilling the needs, but every girl's different. But if she's having to set herself off with a toy and not you, and you can't do it,
It's on you.
It's a problem. That's not on me. Personally, it's not me. Oh, it can't okay, be okay, me. Okay. It can't.
Because you're a porn star.
It can't be me.
Yeah, it can't be you. But if it was, if you met your match, what would you? What did Marco say?
I'll tell you later. Anyways, what if I met my match?
Yeah, Brittany, so to speak.
Okay, if I met this girl, I'm in love with, I should say, and I'm not able to fulfill her needs. It's her fault.
Kind of like if you were to get her pregnant, it's her fault too.
Yeah, of course. It's her egg.
Oh man,
my sperm is programmed to not go towards the egg.
Oh my god, Tristan.
I'm serious, dude.
So glad you're young,
dude. I know how I'm rocking, dude. I've been there, done that. I'm young, but I've been through a lot, my dude.
All right. To keep the topic going. Male insecurities, question number two. Uh-oh. So number one was the sex toy. Number two, being emotional. If, let's say hypothetically, your girlfriend, whatever, wife, let's say you were a little too emotional for her pleasure, and if she were to break up with you, or she'd be like, hey man, you cry way too much. Is that a thing that you would, how do I word this correctly? Is being too emotional ever a problem with you and women?
Yes, it has been. It always will be.
Really?
Yeah. I don't act tough because I mean I am. I'm not saying that. I mean, it's true, but I mean, come on now. No, I'm just playing. I'm not some badass guy that just walks around thinking I, you know, own everyone. I'm not a robot. I got emotions too. And I told you, like, whenever I love someone, I love hard, right? So I guess it depends on the situation as to why I'm emotional. But if she were to say I cry too much, I guess it would depend on what she's doing that makes me cry. I'm trying to think of the stuff that would piss me off.
That's actually a good point. What are the things that you normally make you emotional now that you probably have to, let's say hypothetically, if your girlfriend was too macho, so to speak, she's like, I don't like guys that cry, or I don't like guys who are just soft. What would be things that you have to keep her away from that make you emotional?
I'm not a soft guy. I'm just a very forgiving person. Well, I used to be. I can't be like that no more. One thing that I don't like is when a person has a lot of guy friends. Right? And I get it. That's where trust comes into play. And it takes two people to fuck it up. I stand by that. But still, we're both guys. We know what guys want. Whenever a guy looks at a girl, within 5 seconds, in their mind, like, oh, yeah, I'd fuck her. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't. That's just every girl you come across. We walking in the hallway, we see a girl. We don't say it to each other, but in our mind, I'm like, oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, yes, you too. No. But that's just how it is. Like, I know guys don't just want girls for, well, not all the time. It depends. It depends if the person really likes them or not. But guys who just,
You're trying to say it's not impossible for a guy to be friends with a girl.
It's not.
And I'm pretty sure, I don't know if you remember, last year, not last year, but a year before, when I was telling you guys, I was like, it's damn near impossible to be funny.
It's hard, but it's possible only because I have one. And I've never had films for her, she's never had films for me. She's like my sister. And seriously, that's the only girl I've ever come across. But every other girl, there's been some type of emotion, some type of physical attraction that they, that we have both said to each other. And like, it's well known. So there's always going to be some type of physical or emotional attachment to friendships.
You think that?
Yes,
speaking from experience, yes, no.
I found it to be very possible to be only friends with a girl, but it's very rare occasion.
Okay, but to answer the question, for example, sports.
Have you ever cried during a sporting event or a split moment?
No, my team's never been in like in that situation to where I'd need to cry. Like my team, I've never been alive to witness my team lose a Super Bowl or win.
I feel like a big win or something like that.
No, a big win, yeah. I've been happy though. I'm not like emotional.
Okay, well, opposite, I can imagine.
I've cried multiple times during Super Bowl wins.
I think I've cried after every championship. I think I've cried even harder when we lose. But not just sporting, actually, this past Super Bowl against the Eagles, the first one that I didn't shed a single tear. It was actually kind of like robotic of me not to express any emotions. I think it's still fucking eating inside of me as we speak.
But what about sad movies?
Dude, here's the thing. If I'm gonna cry, I'm gonna cry. I don't give a damn who sees me. They're not gonna make me not want to cry. They're not gonna change my opinion on things. Fuck you, I'm gonna cry, man. I'm not worried about it.
What makes Tristan cry?
It depends, dude. If it's a movie, if it's an emotional scene, someone dying, especially if a pet dies, I'm gonna cry. Did you see the movie, what was it called? Marley? Yes, that movie.
I can never see that movie.
I cried, dude, as long as I live. Yes.
I sobbed. At the end, I couldn't finish it. When they put the dog on the table.
I lost. I cried.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going, that's a movie. And in school, we had to watch a movie called Old Yeller. Old ass movie. I cried in that. It was a bunch of white people, a bunch of white hicks. And they had to kill him. I Am Legend. I had a German Shepherd, the exact same German Shepherd. And like, oh gosh, dude. I cried with that movie too. So I don't care. If I'm with my friends, if something happens, me and my girl break up or anything, if I start crying, hey, shit, I don't give a damn, I'm crying.
Dude, I cried during Guardians of the Galaxy.
You fucking pussy.
The second one I cried.
I cried during the movie Logan.
I fucking cried.
See, that's not like, I can't relate to that. I only cry about either movies with pets or... It's got to be a really sad movie. Like, someone has to die.
These two Marvel movies.
I feel like I wouldn't cry. At home. Okay. Oh, no.
I told my girlfriend a couple weeks ago when the subject was first brought up. I'm like, hey, whenever we go see Avengers Infinity War Part 1, don't leave me. And she goes, what do you mean? She was like, just saying, I have a feeling characters are going to die. And if you see me cry, please don't leave me. And she was just like, don't cry around my older brother. And in my head, immediately, the stupid male brain was like, Oh, why does your brother think he's tougher than me? And I didn't say that, of course. But I joking around. I'm like, what do you mean? Why would I want to cry around your brother? He's like, because he's just going to make fun of you.
Oh, dude.
I know her brother. No disrespect, but.
That's a thing, dude. I could care less what. That was one of my resolutions this year, to not care what people think. But I think when it comes to emotion, I could care less, dude. If at the end of the day, you came whoop me, so I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, some people.
No, I can't whoop. I'm not saying I can whoop everyone, but for the most part, if it's a guy who's making fun of me, chances are. No, he's a bitch. He can't win.
Yeah. If you're making someone for expressing emotion, the chances are you are a lower person or less of a person than they are.
Let's see. Those are two. I believe.
Sex toys. Okay.
You have more?
I have one more, but the thought of the whole fighting thing. Has brought up.
You remember, I think it was last week.
No. You were talking about, like, both you and I were talking about broadcasting our own version of Rough and Rowdy, Barstool's version of Rough and Rowdy. They own this fighting company now where they hold boxing matches. Anyone can box whoever they want, guys versus girls, guys versus guys. And then Barstool has their own employees. Tristan, joking around, created this amazing idea of us potentially having some similar type event, and who would we personally fight?
Well, this was about a week and a half ago.
It just so happens that on Tuesday night, Tristan discovered, unbeknownst to him, his opponent.
No, check it out.
We found him, and he fits in. I mean, if this were to go down. If this were to go down, I already have the full card. The card is ready to go. And it is going to be... I might have already planned the fucking intro video. I am so pumped for something that will never happen unless somehow, someway,
the universe lines up perfectly, and we are able to sanction this.
This would be the boys versus...
I mean, I have to come up with a name for these assholes.
But check this out. The prelims. I'm about to throw out some names that you guys don't know or are aware of. So more inside jokes. But hopefully you understand the last two fights.
So the prelims.
It would be Nestor versus Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
The winner out of that fight.
Okay.
Gets the last spot in our group.
Fine, that's perfect.
But they fight to the death.
We're talking about a steel cage match.
No, this is all mixed martial arts.
Okay.
This isn't one, so they're an octagon.
They are, yes.
Okay. Let's say we can somehow.
We'll make our own octagon, dude. We'll just have like a bunch of like, sort of spray paint and shit.
So that's to kick off the night. It's Nestor versus Joe Dirt. And the people who actually do know who these names are right now, they're probably just fucking dying laughing.
Second match.
And here's where I need your help a little bit. When it comes to his opponent, I have a name or I have someone, but you can probably do better.
Black.
Our friend Darius. Versus Smart Girl's dad.
Dad, no.
The winner out of that gets the girl.
Perfect, dude.
You think that would?
I mean, in a hyperlit perfect world, this is our WrestleMania.
This is together. We gotta tell him that. And the thing is, we gotta make no disqualification because the dad will be using, no offense, they'll be using ropes and all this shit and whips.
You know how the Undertaker used to come out with all his little goons?
Like, yeah.
Torches. Well, that's exactly what.
Oh yeah, white hoodies.
And burning glasses.
Fuck yeah.
Against Darius. Oh,
poor Darius. I got Darius. I got him.
Oh yeah, me too. I've never met Smargo's dad.
I've seen that fuck.
Oh, actually, okay. That brings up awesome. Okay, so you got Darius. I got Darius as well.
Who do you have versus Dirt and Nestor?
Who takes that?
I don't know, dude. I might go with Steven.
Just because he's a little bit bigger.
And I feel like he...
But I think if Nestor knows the circumstances or the potential win that can come out of this, like our friendship and our love,
I feel like Nestor's trying to think of the moves they'll be doing on each other. Like, I don't know. I got Steven because he's played contact. He's played football before. He's used to contact, kind of, for football. I know it's fighting and football's two different things, but Nestor's never... really been involved in any contact sport for the most part I can think of.
Or any contact besides with you.
So I'll get Steven.
I'm so interested to know who walks out of that.
Oh, God. What if they both die?
We win. for our right before our halftime event.
We got
my sister versus Brittany. And the only female and the only female match of the night.
I don't even want that to happen. I don't want to cry.
I'll be laughing too. The winner of that gets a chance.
Which yours truly.
Yeah. Winner of that gets a chance. It's to go on an all expense date. Or all expense paid date from Joe.
Okay. I was like, I ain't paying shit.
No, it's coming from Joe.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Breakfast at a bed and breakfast. We only get to go to the breakfast.
Bar. Shit.
Our co-main event of the night. Co-main event of the night. It's Tristan versus Big Dick Nick. As for the listeners at home.
No.
Big Nick is someone who I just learned about.
No.
One night, Tristan's walking into the gym.
I'll tell the story. Okay, this is all I'm gonna talk about him. This is all we're talking about this faggot. I don't give a damn. I said it, faggot. So we all know everyone close your eyes picture you walking.
No.
He's a. I'm gonna describe this man. This kid. He's about an inch. He's taller than me. He's about an inch taller than me. I'm 6'1". He's about 6'2". Maybe. How much does he weigh? 150? 160?
No.
What?
Max 180.
Okay.
It's a thick kid.
No, he's not thick.
No.
It's not thick. He's skinny. He's a skinny kid. I'll say since he's tall, I'll give him about 175. But picture he's a tall, slenderman-looking kid. Okay.
With Justin Bieber hair. Old school Justin Bieber.
Okay. And me, you know me, I'm just an animal. So just know that. So we're walking in the gym, and there's this a place where it goes from open space to a little bit tighter space, and everyone knows, for the most part. Whenever you're walking by someone and it's a tight space, you kind of, you move your body in a way, you turn your body, turn your shoulders so y'all don't bump into each other. So me, for the most part, I never move just because I'm an asshole. Unless it's a woman or a guy that I know, I just don't move. And the other person will move.
Hold up. Keep that thought. So you've stated that when it comes to a tight situation, when it comes to doing the thing, you don't move, and you make every woman come. I'm pretty sure every single listener we've ever had is like, you know what? Fuck this guy.
Nope.
I didn't know he was like this.
So for some reason, me and this kid are walking by each other. Neither of us move. And for some reason, I don't know why. I'm not sure if I was tired. I don't know if I was just that thirst. I don't know what it was. But I ended up moving my shoulders. And we walked past each other. And immediately, I was like, fuck. Because it just, he's walking away thinking like, haha, like that guy, he's my bitch. Because he moved, right? That's what I think. That's the way I think. Like, if someone moves, I'm like, that's my bitch. Yeah. Because they moved. They moved for me. They knew if they didn't move, they would deal with the almighty Tristan. So I moved, and I'm like, fuck. I told Logan, I'm like, I'm pissed off. And I told him exactly what I just told y'all. Like, I moved, and now he thinks he's superior over me. I'm like, fuck.
The kid has no idea.
He has no clue. But I've heard some other information about the kid. I'm going to leave it at that. No. I've heard some other information. Now I hate him even more. He knows it, too, because, yeah, he knows it. Oh, he has a clue. Oh, he's gonna find out, and he thinks he's stronger than me, which is fucking crazy. I told anyone from the age of 18 to 24 in the world can't fuck with me. Actually, no. Unless you're a professional athlete or a college athlete, you have a chance. But if you're like just a casual, you know, guy like me, then chances are you're not gonna outcompete me. I'm not being arrogant, I'm just being real. Logan's my witness, he knows.
Keep in mind, people, that everyone from Tristan has beef with. Only Tristan knows. The
other people have no. See, I'm surprised you took off the fight of me and Steroid Boy.
No, big dick Nick versus you.
I'd rather fight.
As personal ties.
Yeah, but with the steroid kid, he kind of came at my life just a little bit.
Well, the steroid kid has talked shit about you.
I know he has.
Talked shit about the both of us. But steroid kid, he looks like the type of guy who will not fight.
And Nick, the other kid does?
Big dick Nick?
Yeah, I sleep the shit out of him.
Just because, well, that's the thing. Just because you think that you guys have problems. He has no idea what's going on. But I'm pretty sure we would tell him this story. If he was listening to this right now.
He would most absolutely cry.
No, would be like, you know what? Yeah, fuck that kid. He is right. I did make him my bitch that day. I'm glad he reminded me. And guess what? The day that we have this fight, I'm going to make him my bitch again.
I hope he has that mindset.
I mean, if I were him, I would have to.
I hope he does. And call Dave right now. Stop the fight.
It's not Dave.
Call Dave.
We gotta call Joe.
Okay, well, I'm doing this.
But because you didn't want to go into the personal ties.
Nah, we're not going to.
Just know, people, if you knew. God, you would understand why I'm so hyped for this fight. That will probably never happen.
We're going to talk about Logan's fight now.
Yeah, now we got the main event.
The main event of the night.
We got the main event of the night.
Here's my options with you. Now, here are my options. I have, no. A couple people could have in mind. You.
Now, are these people all related? Or are all these people you're about to mention?
I'm not going to mention no names. I'm going to try not to.
Oh, yeah, because we really don't know most of these.
Are they involved with the situation of my girlfriend?
Or is it just people who I beef with?
Yeah, people you beef with.
Oh, okay.
Now, first guy we got. Mr. Shoulder Fade.
That's the first kid.
People who don't know, it's not a kid. He's a grown man, actually.
He's actually younger.
Just some guy who has a lot of body hair, but it's nasty in a way. And on his shoulders, he has hair.
He gets his shoulders faded. You know, we get a fade up top. He gets his shoulders blended with his body.
For some reason, you can tell the story, but just to make sure I'm correct, he was just. You were in the parking lot, he was just staring at you one day?
Well, actually, I know exactly why he doesn't like me. I just haven't brought it up.
Okay.
Whenever I was in high school, whenever I was a senior, he was dating someone in high school who I can't remember what she was. I think she was like a sophomore or junior. But either way, I've known about this kid for a while. After high school, after all of us got out of high school, I kind of messed around with his girlfriend. I don't think they were together at the time, but I knew that he was very, he's always been very insecure. And, I think he remembers me from there. But either way, this kid just stares me down at the gym every day that he's in there. Like we turn to the side and he's looking at us or he's looking at me. And he tries to do the whole alpha thing where he tries to go heavier just to fucking prove a point. But not fazed whatsoever. He's just like this balloon of me.
That actually bores me. Yeah. I'm just going to say his name. I'm going to leave it at that. Mario?
Oh, we got to talk about why.
Okay, that was my...
You can talk about him.
You can tell him your story.
Okay, so there's this guy who's been consistently creeping and hitting on my girlfriend. This is before I was even with her. And he's messaging her on Facebook periodically. He goes to her work and just annoys her all the time. Keep in mind, this guy, Butcher, and I know very well. He's been going to our gym for the past, as long as you've been.
He's been cooking for me. He's been cooking for me. He works at a restaurant in which I go to a lot.
Wait, does he still work?
No.
Oh, one minute, man. Oh, yeah. So Tristan knows him. Tristan's known him.
I liked him before I knew about him.
You used to like him.
I still do.
Oh, you still do? Even when he gets all loud?
No, dude. I like him just because he hates you.
Oh, he has no idea about me.
Not yet.
But here's the thing. He's also Nestor's cousin.
Don't tell him that.
That's the part that makes this even more interesting. The fact that I get hurt a lot. Like, let's say this fight. Actually, realistically, out of all these fights that we just mentioned, how many fights did you lose? Two, three, four, five. What do you think are the possibilities, or actually, what are the odds of who has the higher odds
Me.
Of actually the fight going
me.
Down.
Me. Oh, the fight going down.
Yes. Not sanctioned, not organized.
It'll be between you be your fight for sure. Because like I'm like I say I hate the guy, but I don't give a damn. Like, I don't really give a shit, dude. Like he's my bitch still. But with you, it's really more of a it's actually a problem. It hasn't happened as of my knowledge. But if a guy continuously hits on my girlfriend, I may not be physical with him. But I'm going to ask him straight up, like, why are you doing this for? And then it could get physical. I'm not going to go straight up physical. I'm not that type of guy. But if it gets to it, it can. Not saying I'm just going to beat everyone up I see. But I feel like when I get mad, dude, I feel like no one can stop me. I feel like if I get, like,
Well, that's why I think Nick has a shot.
What the fuck,
because,
that?
Because you're gonna be so amped up.
No, I'm gonna kill him.
And you're gonna launch. You're gonna go in there.
No.
Just chin out. And he has a chance of whiffing you with that hair and catch.
He couldn't.
And if that doesn't happen, he's gonna go for a knee.
That's physically impossible.
He's gonna go for a knee. If he misses a knee, that fucking just cogs.
Physically impossible.
Knock you out. KO, but.
I don't know.
Like, if I had to pick one, I would probably have to go with shoulder fade for the most exciting one. Because I feel like Mario.
I feel like I'd be the best one.
Shoulder fade?
Yeah, because y'all are both big. He's bigger than you. But y'all are both just big guys. Y'all just not fat, but y'all. I'm a big guy, too. Like, we're all big guys. I'm not.
Yeah, but you're more muscular.
Yeah, more muscular, yeah.
More muscular than Nick. Both Mario and Shoulder Fate are bigger than me.
Yeah, of course.
Wider, bigger. Yeah. They're more fat than me.
They're stronger than you.
Maybe.
Nah, hell no.
Here's the thing. I would pick Shoulder Fate because Shoulder Fade, when it comes to pure entertainment, it would have to be Shoulder Fate. Because I feel like he could probably put up a better fight. For the first two minutes, and then he would just guess the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Mario, on the other hand, Mario would be, I would tell you this, like, if Shoulder Fate said no, Mario was my only option, and this fight would ever actually be sanctioned and, like, legal and shit, where no one gets in trouble, I would give you my bank account number, and I would have you withdraw every fucking dime, and I would have you go to Vegas, and I would have you put this money on me winning under 45 seconds. Under 45, if it was against Mario, it would be such a shit show that people would be mad. And for us to get our money back, I would have to bet on myself that I would beat him under 45 seconds. With Shoulder Fade, I'd give him a round. Just because I feel like his pent up anger will keep him around for a little bit.
Okay, well, good. That's good for you. Hey, one day will happen. We're playing this shit, but I really wish you guys can see the people that we're talking about. I wish we can just.
I wish you guys could see us.
No, they don't want to see me.
Everyone, if we ever do have an actual live show, people are just.
Oh, dude, they are. I hope y'all do. Cause y'all gonna get the worst of me.
They just try to prove a point and like grab pizzas and drop them on the ground and shit. Try to torture Tristan. Is he Brittany getting fucked in the back? All of our fans. Man, what do you think of these hypothetical questionnaires?
I like him. I really hope people like. I like him, but I miss the sports talk too. There's nothing to talk about, dude. There's literally nothing to talk about. Next show, next two. Oh, I don't know what's gonna happen next week because spring break next week. You need a new studio. Anyone? If he wants to go to bar your house for 1 hour.
Before we wrap this up, we got 4 months. Uh-oh. What are you doing for spring break?
Dude, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing. I'm going to catch up on sleep. I'm going to go to the gym still. And whatever plans happen. I know you'll be busy every single day of the week.
Not really.
Yeah,
Tuesday will be.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday.
No, maybe. I don't know. It's like it's weird, like adjusting to.
I know I have my my moving date will be Sunday.
Moving day.
Yeah.
fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Know, fuck Mario Sullivan. I'm fucking you in the main event. Winner, winner, winner takes my room.
Yeah, fuck yes. Thank God.
Aw, poor D. I'll be bumping in that ring so fast. well, again, I hope you guys enjoy the hypothetical questionnaires. Our listeners, most of our listeners, the age, what's it called?
The demographic is usually between 18 and 30 or something like that.
So most of these kids who are listening to the show probably have spring break coming up. Without trying to be everyone's dad. Anyone's dad.
You guys make sure you have a fun and safe spring break.
Are you hanging out with my sister at all? Serious question.
No.
I don't. I have no clue.
Fuck! It would be the perfect time. None of you have shit to do.
We'll talk about after.
What is Big Dick Nick doing?
Dude, we'll talk about after.
Gee, we gotta have this fight.
No, these people don't know me like that.
Our version.
These people don't know me.
Call me. Vincent Logan McMahon.
Fire.
All right, T. Anything else you gotta say?
Not today, man. Fuck. Fuck. No, never mind.
Now he's pissed. Cog is rock hard, but he's pissed. All right, guys. We'll see y'all later.